Do you have any obligations in the Philippines?
Yes, when I left for the United States, I promised my nephews and nieces that I'm gonna help out. And that help kind of like extended to my grandnephews and nieces. I have one grandniece who graduated from college taking up computer science, minor in mathematics. Two grandnieces finished up economics, and the other one mass communications, and they are all working. And there's another grandnephew who graduated as a nurse, and although he's not working as a nurse, because when he graduated, it was kind of like harder to find a nursing job already in the Philippines. So, but his work is still connected with anything, something that has to do with the health. And then another one who finished, grandniece who finished civil engineering, who's working in smart telephone company, and she's doing really fine. And then there's another one right now who's still in college, and she's gonna be graduating next year, and she's enrolled in accountancy, and hopefully she'll be able to graduate. The only thing that I asked of all the kids that I promised to help is to kind of like keep it a cycle. Those who graduated and able to work should be able to help those who are coming after them. It's gonna be one family member to be helping the other kids.
Is there any other ways you oblige in the Philippines? Do you visit them? Do you send buy-in boxes?
Yeah, we send them Christmas. We send them boxes twice a year. My daughter and I am lucky that my daughter has a good job too, so we can afford to send them at least $600 a month, and then at least two boxes during sometime in July and sometime Christmas time.
Or do you feel you have a bigger obligation towards the Philippines or the United States?
See, the Philippines, I only obligated, we only obligated ourselves for that $500 to $600 a month. Here in America, we have to provide for ourselves, and you have to pay the house and then utilities and everything, and food and for your existence and medical coverage, which I am lucky to have all.